got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, a very important historical discovery has been made this week. How much do you know about Queen Cleopatra of Egypt?
I know a lot of historically white actresses have represented her in movies in the past.
Touche, yes, correct.
Heavy eye maker.
Yeah, yep.
A vibe.
She is a vibe.
Yeah,
she is. Do you know much about her relationship with Mark Antony?
No.
Okay. So
wait, Cleopatra.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
What do you mean?
I'm so lost. I thought she was a historical figure from...
She is, yeah.
Egypt, how long ago?
Like 50-something BC, like back in the day.
Well, how's she dating Mark Antony?
Well, Mark Antony was around at that time.
Different
Mark Antony than the one you're thinking of, I'm guessing.
I was like, aren't they a fashion designer?
So,
I was like, geez. Been around?
Mark Antony was like this Roman emperor dude. Hung out with Julius Caesar a lot. They were besties.
Sorry, just quick one, kids. If you're listening, get out your notebooks because this is going to be nothing but factual. Very informative up ahead.
So there was rumors that Cleopatra.
Out of the gates. Boom! Yep, keep going.
Cleopatra had Mark Antony like under a spell, and like they were lovers.
Yeah, ancient Egyptian stories, hieroglyphics. Mm. They've kind of discussed what that kind of is.
Well, it turns out, and I didn't know this, but Cleopatra's tomb has never been found. So where she was actually buried, no one knows. But archaeologists that have been digging in a very secluded tunnel for the last 10 years. Think they may have found not only Cleopatra, but also Mark Antony. They believe they may have been buried together
in the
same tomb, might be right here.
Well, I'm so glad that they're looking into it because I would have been like, oh, Mark Antony, he was at New York Fashion Week. They do incredible lines. Have you seen
that? Are you thinking Mark Jacobs?
But, yeah, I think that... Even if it's not true, good for the history books. Tick it off, done, found, yep, thank you very much.
So they've been working at this tomb just outside of the Egyptian capital, and these new theories suggest that Cleopatra was buried beneath the Taposiris Magna Temple, which is located near the capital of Alexandria, which is the capital of ancient Egypt.
Yes.
If this is a huge discovery. If they can prove that she's actually down there, they've been able to find artifacts. They've found coins with both Cleopatra's face on it and Mark Antony's face on it. Right. And there was a few rumors that Cleopatra wanted to be buried with Mark Antony because it was like some sort of like ancient Egyptian
kink.
Kind of folklore.
Yeah, I get it. Be buried with your partner. I get it. I'm into it. Whatever you're into, Cleo, get it, girl. Nice. Get some coins with your face on it. It's special.
One of the archaeologists was quoted as saying that there is a 1% chance the queen is buried here.
I feel like you could have opened with that.
And if she is, this will be the most important discovery of the 21st century.
Honestly, even before when I thought this was confirmed, I was still sceptical. Put the cherry on top. Of a 1% chance of it being legitimate.
I don't know where he's pulled 1% from.
That's sick.
But yeah, I mean, Cleopatra, fascinating life.
I'm sorry, I got distracted early. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what you just said, but more representation of Cleopatra of Egyptian First People, please. Is that what we're going for?
Sure.
Yeah.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yes, let's find out. Ben from Workdays is in here, Tim, to test our knowledge of the news from the last few days. He's going to give us a couple of stories. Some news stories have been circling around. Take out some key elements, and we are going to fill in the blanks.
I feel like, Ben, Tuesdays are easiest for Jess and I because Monday you always bring stuff that's happened from Friday through till Monday,
yep.
Whereas, like, It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
How much news could have there been in the last 24 hours?
Just one day to worry about. Yeah. We'll kick things off with retired Aussie tennis star Ash Barty. She has confirmed that she will never pursue a career in what?
Damn. I did start reading this and I stopped.
No.
She was in Torquay last night, wasn't she?
No, I think she was in Geelong last night doing a talk.
Is it professional golf?
Golf?
No.
Cricket?
No. Nothing to do with sports. It's to do with sport, but nothing to do with playing sport.
Politician?
No.
Is she not going to coach?
I feel like we're guessing more than what we normally do. Just tell us.
She's not going to get involved with commentary. She's going to keep all her tennis insights to herself and not get in the commentary box.
We were definitely more surprised about that than I thought. I genuinely thought that would be where she would be heading.
You see her in like the Kia tent around the Australian Open, like, wow, what a day of tennis we have today on Ash Barty.
I mean, I could see her doing maybe some stuff at the Oz Open, but she won't be travelling around to Wimbledon and French Open and all that kind of stuff and doing the whole rounds.
Isn't that the whole reason she stopped playing tennis? Because she just wanted to spend time with her family?
Exactly.
She's like, nailed this. Want to spend time with my husband. Good on you, Ash Barty. If you're still here, hey.
Hey, Western Australia is looking to bring in a new policy to tackle the growing obesity crisis in the state. What are they proposing for fast food outlets?
Right, WA's got an obesity issue.
Do they?
Okay.
Okay, get rid of obesity. Fast food outlets, you say. Are they going to stop offering soft drinks?
No, that's not it. They're still going to offer the soft drinks.
Instead of drive-through, you have to run through... And, like, you have to keep doing laps until your meal's ready?
It could be interesting, but no. What they're doing here is they're no longer able to build, or they're wanting to no longer be able to build fast food outlets in a certain kilometre radius of schools.
Oh! Right.
Because kids are getting out of schools, and they've got, like, a KFC, Macca's, or whatever, 1K away from the school or less. And they're just like, hey, let's go and get some whatever.
The Macca's and KFC near my high school.
Yeah.
Just apps. They would have made a killing.
There's a place in Shepparton, regional Victoria, where it has the most kebab stores per capita, like square kilometre.
There's
eight in one square kilometre.
My goodness.
So,
and they're all busy.
Yeah.
They're all
busy. It's incredible. What a life. Sorry, WA.
Yeah.
That's a shame for them. Shame for businesses, I guess.
Hey, a TikTok influencer from the States has taken to the platform with a very bold declaration about herself, claiming she's too what to work.
Too pretty.
Yeah, she's too pretty to work.
I mean, me too, but we've got to make bank somehow.
Lucy Welcher says that she has no interest in waking up at 6 a.m. every morning for the next 60 years because she's too pretty for that.
Oh, she is too pretty.
Yeah.
Again, me and this Lucy chick obviously have a lot in common.
That's wild.
I'm too pretty. That's why they put me on radio because I'm like, well, I'm just too pretty for TV.
Don't want to overwhelm their visual senses because they will just give you the audio base.
I wonder if there's something that I can get out of though because like I can just say I'm too bald for that.
Sure.
Or something, maybe.
Yeah, at least like if they've got, I don't have anything I'm too at. Too. My knees are too sore.
Too old?
Yeah, no, but I'm only 29. Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right, well, I'm genuinely blown away. The fact that you still have this... Are you sure you don't want to leave if you're too pretty for this segment?
Oh, I mean, I'll leave at the end of the show.
All right, well, thank you, Miss Universe.
That could get awkward. New show after a couple of weeks. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And you've probably seen at the end of Moorabool Street in town the giant Christmas tree that's going to get lit on Saturday night, Jess, is it?
Yes.
You and your whole family are going to check that out?
Saturday
That's going to be exciting.
The event kicks off from 7 p.m. I believe the official lighting doesn't happen till 9, though,
Tim. Santa's getting ready to pop up in Westfield in town as well. It's
Christmas decorations have started going up around the shops.
And that's fine. And I understand from a business point and a marketing perspective, people are starting to shop. So, yeah, all right, let's do it. I just don't think you yelling at me every day of November to put my Christmas decorations up is going to help me.
I just want to put my tree up this week.
Go for it, mate. I believe in you.
I don't understand why everyone's being so mean to me and saying that I have to wait till December 1st.
I'm not saying that. If you wanted to put it up in the middle of March, I would say, hey, bud, you do you. You're crazy, but you do you.
Well, isn't it the Hewitts? They keep their tree up all year.
Who?
Is it Leighton Hewitt and Beck
You
Hewitt?
Referred to them... Like,
the Hewitts.
Yeah, all right. That's all right. 2005's calling. Great. Yeah, cool. What a current reference. Thanks, champ. Yeah,
they,
all right.
They keep their tree up year round and they just decorate it for the different seasons. So they have like a Valentine's tree.
Again, good on them. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying I think you need to put your expectation off other people.
Right.
Because December 1st, I think in Australia at least, is probably the most common date where people put it up.
Well, I want to find out when people here in Geelong and the Surf Coast actually put their tree up. So 52232955, when am I supposed to be putting my Christmas decorations
Kirby's
up?
Given us a call. Kirby, what's your family tradition? Are you in the middle of a tornado?
No, I'm not in the middle of a tornado. Hey, Tim, hey, Jess. Now, we don't do a traditional red, green and white kind of Christmas at my household. Been living at the beach for a number of years now and my dad is an absolute handyman. He's gotten a whole bunch of both tea tree and driftwood and made a tree out of that.
Yes.
And he puts it up December 1st. Mum has a whole bunch of really bright baubles and tinsel, and she got some custom made stuff from an Australian creator.
Oh, cool.
And it's all suspended Australian fauna.
That's so
and
cool.
Flora.
I like it. I like it.
So that's what we do, and I'm pagan, so I don't even celebrate Christmas this time of year. It's actually midsummer.
Okay.
So we do food, drink, family, and merriment anyway. And I've got a 7-year-old, so we do Christmas for his behalf. But my Christmas is actually in June.
Oh, cool.
It's always, they're all fascinating, isn't it? Like, even, like, Jess, you learning about your partner's celebration of Diwali, which was a couple of weeks ago. Like, that just sounds fun.
I'm into Diwali. It's just eating lots of sweets, really.
If there was a breakdown of what Diwali is, put it in the dictionary.
Right.
It's just
I mean,
a
that's
bunch
what
of
we
sweets.
Did to celebrate. So.
It's just a bunch of sweets. Jess Pantu, 2022. Kirby, thank you very much for your cultural insight. At least we learned something a little bit about
paganism.
I hope
you have lots of merriment in December. Kirby?
Oh, we do. We really do. We're Scandinavian heritage Aussies, and we love our food and drink. And at the end of it, honestly, we are completely and utterly done.
Yep.
And by the time that New Year's comes around, most of us don't want to drink anyway. So. Yeah.
It's pretty much how most of us go. Kirby, we really appreciate your call. See, Jess, everyone, like, I think you just need to accept and go, yes, I'm doing this. I don't care what your boyfriend says. I don't care what your parents say. I'm putting up my Christmas tree this week.
I think I'm going to go like an Australian bush theme. Kirby's inspired
go
me.
Go for it. Driftwood, all right. Well, this week is probably not the week to go out into the ocean and find driftwood with what's currently in the bay. But you know what? Next week, driftwood's got your name written all over it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name, something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
52232955. Give us a call. If you have a name, we want to spell it.
Yeah, it is a challenge that we've set ourselves because names are beautiful. Names are unique. They are also now, in 2020, more than ever, being spelt in individual ways.
Yeah, individual. That's a great way of putting it, Tim.
And look, sometimes a name isn't as easy as it seems.
Sometimes people like to call and just trick us.
Because even, would you not say, historically, Tim, T-I-M.
Yes.
Since that bloke on The Bachelor a couple of years ago, I have seen so
double
many
M.
double M Tims.
Not okay. It's like Jessica with a K.
That's fine. Why is it not okay?
Because it's obviously C. That's...
Okay. Sure, Jessica with a C. Tamekin's given us a call from Nor Lane. Tamekin, you would like us to spell your name?
I would love for you guys to try. I don't know if you'll get it right, though.
Okay. Hit us with it, mate.
Is it just Tamekin?
Yes.
T-A-M-E-K-I-N.
No.
All right, let's not get the giggles.
Okay. How close are we, Tamekin?
You've got the right letters, but completely wrong. Sorry.
Oh, jeez, okay.
It's like a word puzzle.
Okay. T.
It is a little.
M. A-K-I-N. You were Tim was mouthing at me.
Yeah, I think is it T-E-M-I-K-A-N?
No. You've got the T-E-M right and okay. the K-A-N right.
Okay, so how do we spell it, Tamekin?
So it's T-E-M-I-E-K-A-N.
Oh, Tamekin, yeah. Would have never got that in the entire... Yes. Jess is just updating your name in our phone system here, so she's not... Hey, can we just do the radio bit first and then you can put it in the phone later?
Yeah. I just thought it was important because we definitely had it spelled wrong in the, on the system.
a lot of people spell it T-A-M-K... Hang on, T-A-M-I-K-E-N. That's the original spelling of the name.
You still spelled it wrong in the system.
Oh, well, you rushed me.
You've got Tamika. Come back to the microphone. I don't want to have to ask twice. I was just pointing out a fault. Hey, Tamekin, thank you so much for playing Spell My Name.
We've got Lisa in Colac. Lisa, your sister works with someone with an interesting name.
My daughter does.
Oh, your daughter
does.
Ladasha.
Now,
I have seen this and I wondered whether anyone actually existed with this name.
It is actually from the US. My daughter lives in Las Vegas.
Okay, so it could be really wild.
Yes.
Do you want to go for it, Tim?
I don't. Okay. Actually, you know what I do? LADA$HA. Like Kesha.
No.
I went out on a limb.
Lisa, tell me it's not LADA.
Oh, my God, you got it. It is.
I feel like we've seen this.
I didn't think there was actually anybody out there with that name.
I wonder if anyone pronounces it La-hyphena.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, in America they wouldn't, but here we definitely would.
I mean, yeah.
Have you had La-hyphena over for dinner, Lisa?
No, I have not. Okay.
Well,
by all accounts, a very lovely girl.
Of course.
Good. Unique name.
Saddled with a not such a good name.
Your words, Lisa.
Thanks for your call, Lisa. At least we got one on the board today.
Congratulations on getting it. I can't believe it.
Thank you.
Oh, you know.
Well done.
Is it sad that we got it, Jess? Yeah. Is it sad?
No, maybe we're just getting better at this game.
I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it. There you go. So we got one fail and one win for Spell My Name this
Not
week.
Not bad.
I'll take it.
I'll take it as a win.
We've had big failures. And we are big failures, so this is out of the ordinary.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And across Geelong and the Surf Coast, there are year 11 and 12 students putting in the hard yards at the moment. Maybe it's your young ones, maybe you've got mates whose kids are doing this, but VCE exams are a stressful time. Whether or not you look back on it differently, during the time, most kids get quite stressed about this.
Absolutely. It's a stressful thing. You've been working towards this one thing.
For 13 years.
And in particular, it all comes down to one, 2 hours of an exam, maybe three.
See, maybe if I looked at it like that when I was 17, 18 years old, that it was a 13-year build-up instead of these things that I had to do to finish school, maybe I would have done better. But we are having another crack at exams this year, Jess.
Helping all the Year 12s cram the night before their exam. And tomorrow morning, the Year 12s will be sitting their physics exam, Tim.
Yep. Physics, the branch of science concerned with the nature and properties of matter and energy.
Gravity.
Yep.
And
there you
such.
Go. So that's why Jess is going to be answering today's exam questions.
Exam.
I know. Jess, first question. This is a 50-50.
Okay.
Where does sound travel faster, through air or through water?
Through air.
That is incorrect. Yes. Now, why does sound travel faster through water? The particles are much closer together, so they can quickly transmit vibration energy from one particle to the next.
Stop it.
I know. I was also fascinated by that.
Wow.
To the closest 100, how many volts can an electric eel produce?
Volts.
That's what you took out of that? How many volts can an electric eel produce to the closest 100?
So it must be in the thousands, I'm guessing. So 1,400 400.
Minus 900. 500 volts.
500 volts.
The amount of volts that an electric eel
can produce.
Too
many volts, Tim.
Well, not as many as 1,400. That's a super eel. Third question. I've got five for you today.
Oh, five?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
What does the acronym LASER stand for? Did you know it was an acronym?
I didn't
like
know
laser,
it was an,
like
a laser light.
Mm. You're not going to get it.
Light assisted streaming energy right now.
Right now? Lasern. It stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Oh, my God.
It's fun, isn't it?
Well, I got at least one of the words right. So
light.
Give me a point.
Okay. Which muscle in the human body creates the most force for its size? So compact. So it's like, don't think of just because of your leg, it's your leg. Oh, I'm ruling out stuff. But
is it the tongue?
Oh, close. It is the masseter in your jaw. So get this right. This is why per size. So this is the muscle that connects your jaw together.
Yeah, yeah.
When an adult bites down hard, they can exert a force of 90 newtons on their back teeth. That's like sitting a 90 kilo weight on your molars. They can withstand.
Oh, my God.
That. Yeah.
How much must a hippo do? Hippos, they have a big chomp.
Question five. Jess, I'm going to hand you a piece of paper.
Oh, no.
No, this one's... Can you fold... This is like our run sheet here.
Yeah.
Can you fold this paper in half 7 times?
Okay.
I'm going to need you to describe it.
I'm folding it directly in half?
In half.
So okay. And then directly in half again?
Yep. How many times have you done it?
That's twice.
Yep.
And then directly in half again. That's 3 times. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's possible to do 7, is it?
And keep going.
And then that's...
This is great radio,
that's 4 times.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, it's getting more difficult. I've just did my nails today, so...
They do look nice.
That's 5, thank you. And then we try to go for 6.
It's not possible after 6, is it? No. Now, the common thing is the Mythbusters tried to do this. They got 8, but they had to use a piece of paper the size of a soccer field and using a steamroller to fold it. Isn't physics wild?
Physics is wild.
Physics is wild.
I miss Mythbusters. Mythbusters.
I thought you were talking about your physics teacher. I was like, oh, who's Miss Musters? She sounds like a nice person. Nah, we're smart.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.